Hey there, welcome along. It's me, Damien, back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for June 23rd, 2020. This is our snapshot of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So Google has long imposed a restriction where voice users cannot have a separate PHY number. That is changing today, though, with the ability to have both coexisting on the same account. This partition where you're not able to have two Google-based phone numbers on the same account has long manifested in one particular scenario. If you have a voice account and want to sign up for the PHY MVNO, you either have to port or give that existing number, losing cross-device access in the process. That's changing today with the ability to have separate PHY and voice numbers on the same Google account. The company highlights the ability to have life-work separation with this implementation. This means that you can use different numbers for different purposes, like one for family and friends and one for work. When you set up forwarding in Google Voice or Google PHY, you'll receive calls from both numbers in one central place. That said, Google is now rolling out the ability to separate PHY and voice numbers on the same account starting today. It will be available for both free users and paid G Suite customers with voice licenses too. The Assistant's snapshot feed is the spiritual successor to Google Now. Since rolling out in March, Google Assistant has added more capabilities, with podcasts and recipes being the latest to join Snapshot. After waking up, we've encountered a Start Listening for a Fresh Morning card that provides podcasts for you. This section is expanded by default and features a carousel of episodes. The title, date, and duration appear underneath the cover art, while tapping Explore Podcasts will open up the full app to the appropriate tab. Suggestions include current show subscriptions and those you might like based upon your listening history. The Assistant Snapshot card joins an existing one called Resume Your Podcast. Meanwhile, some other users are reporting seeing a Plan Today's Meals card. The Recipe Ideas For You carousel style is similar, but with a different icon and cover illustration. Google provides a sample image and other recipe details, like the rating and ranking. Below are suggestion chips for terms like easy and healthy, with the card collapsible and appearing or disappearing based upon the time of day you've actually opened it. Both of these cards appear on smart displays too, and this suggests a commonality between the two assistant-powered feeds, with the Android version benefiting from existing work put in elsewhere. Google previously added a COVID-19 alert item that's essentially the knowledge panel from search, so this is probably in a similar vein to that. After an extensive wait, Google is now rolling out a fix for an issue that prevented users from utilizing the Assistant fully when connected to Android Auto. In a post on the Android Auto support site, this appeared to be a widespread issue, as the post amassed over 1,200 upvotes and a large response from other affected users. Those wondering what the heck we're talking about, the original issue prevents you from sending messages while driving when connected to Android Auto. The original complaint was from a user running Android 10 on a Samsung Galaxy Note 9 device and running Google App version 10.93.8.21. But judging from the original response to this issue, this was not an isolated case. The bulk of complaints came from Samsung Galaxy owners, but some people use devices from other OEMs, including OnePlus. Some reported that downgrading from Android 10 to Android 9 Pie resolved the issues, but this shouldn't really be a long-term solution. Thankfully, the latest update for the Google app looks as though it's resolved this problem after being confirmed by a Google community specialist in the original support thread. And finally, while we at least think we know a little bit about the upcoming OnePlus Z or the OnePlus Nord, whatever it ends up being called, we now know that it won't be heading to the US upon launch. Initially, OnePlus CEO Carl Pei tweeted a teaser for a OnePlus Lite Z thing with a link to an Instagram account that will undoubtedly ramp up the teasers ahead of launch. While we still may be a little in the dark as to when the more affordable OnePlus smartphone will launch, previous rumors suggested a launch event is planned for early July. This teaser was then joined by a dedicated OnePlus forum post from Pi's co-founder Pete Lau. Not that we needed much confirmation that the firm is set to release a budget-oriented device. However, Lau did confirm that the device will launch in India and Europe first, and it doesn't look as though it will be available immediately or at all in North America. The upside is that North America wasn't completely written off, though, with Lau confirming that OnePlus will be bringing more affordable smartphones to North America in the near future. We're not entirely sure if this directly means US fans will be able to get the OnePlus C further down the line, or it will be another handset entirely. OnePlus will be sharing more details though in the coming days over on their official Instagram account, so stay tuned for more info. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play. Google Podcasts are via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.